ches amet beis. Amar Rabbi Yosi, miyomai loinis takalti b'mila sheli. Rabbi Yosi related that he was never in his life was he mistakal b'mila sheli. So the Gemara asks, Eini v'omru leil Rebbe my time koru l'cho Rabbeinu HaKodesh. They asked Rebbe, why do they call you Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Omer lohu miyomai loinis takalti b'mila sheli. So let us see, what is the kasha? There's a kasha over here. Loinis takalti miroiv tznius. V'omru loi Kehle Rabbi Yosi, Nami Havu Leila Mikraya Rabbeinu HaKodesh. We'll see soon, was Tutzachdo. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's Kasha. If that is true, then it's Takalti B'Milu Shali, why don't they call you Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Because they asked Rabbi, what my time is called Ocho Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And he said, because when it is Takal B'Milu Shaloi. So the Gemara answers, "Berebi milsa achita havebei shlehichnis yodoi tachas avneitoi." Rebbe had another inyan that he never put his hand below his belt. The Ben Yehuda says, "Shalei letzayrach." Now this is a very interesting Gemara. First of all, we have to understand. Rabbi Yosi said a statement: "Mi yomai loy nistakalti b'mila shali." He said a statement. Eini. So what is the Gemara asking? For Omru Leil Rebbe, my time call of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So the Gemara is asking, how can it be like that? They asked Rebbe, why they call Rabbeinu HaKodesh? And he says, Shaloi Nistakalti B'mila Shali. So what is the Kashi? Bim Keila Rabbi Yosi, Nami Havala Mekrai Rabbeinu HaKodesh. They should have called Rabbi Yosi Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So that's why you're dinging with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi told the Metzius. The Olam wasn't aware of it. So he told him, Rabbi Yosi, that's my Anhoge. So he said, oh, it can't be, because I should call you Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So call me Rabbeinu HaKodesh. I mean, what's the Shakla V'Taya over here? I'm telling you a statement, it can't be. Ain't he? So Vais Tachoy Sazoi. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that he was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, was because people who looked at Rabbi could see the Kedusha. That means the Kedusha of Rabbeinu HaKodesh was boiled. And that he was Rabbon shall call Yisrael Rabbeinu, that was also boiled. I mean, it wasn't a title that he had to, he requested the title. It was a title that was given to him unanimously from everyone who was makir who Rabbeinu HaKodesh was. And Rabbeinu HaKodesh said that this dargah came to him because of Lein Yistakel B'Mila Shali. Because of this pu'ula, he was zoiche to this. So they said, Rabbi Yosi, in the Kol HaKovid, if you are doing the same thing to Rabbeinu HaKodesh, we should have the same hashpah from you. You should also be recognized by everyone as Rabbeinu HaKodesh, because that's Rabbeinu HaKodesh said that was the sibbe that Korulach, it wasn't only a kri, it was a kri because it was Niker Olof that he was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So why isn't it Niker Olecha that you're Rabbeinu HaKodesh? Why say side the Kodesh and side the Rabbeinu? Not they should call him Rabbi Yosi HaKodesh. They should call him Havalele Mikrayu Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the Dargis of Rebbe. That he was the Mashpi and the Rabbon shall call Yisrael, so Rabbeinu HaKodesh said it came because of this. So Memele, so if that's the reason, and you did the same thing, so there should be the same results, and we don't see it, we don't feel it. That was the Kasha. What's the Gemara's Teretz? So the Gemara says a Teretz, Rebbe Milsa Achita Have Badei. So from the Marsha, and the Maral, the Chayetz Hashem also, Weistachois, that, like, this is a very, modern kasha. Rabbi, why they call you Rabbeinu HaKodesh? So he cleared his throat, I'll tell you. I mean, it's a smoyridic modern, that the whole thing is modern. The Emerson, Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not tell out the truth. That was not what they called him, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Bahagai Rabbi Yossi did the same thing. They didn't call him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This inyan, the Chayfetz Hashem speaks out, the etzim, the inyan of his staklus, is not such a great issa. Because we hear the Gemara says in Kire, that when a person is yoyred lemelchitz, he shouldn't be mechasa the mila fakert, because it's like he's ashamed of the mila. There's no din, we're speaking about mila, not erve. The mila berisa shel Avraham Avinu, there's no inyan of kedusha to be mechasa. Fakert, what did Rashi say? Loin is the kalti miroiv tznius. That was an inyan of tznius. Or it's a darge of tznius. But that wasn't an inyan of kedusha. The Marsha says that loy hichnis yodai lemato meavneitoi, that was an inyan of kedusha. What was the inyan of kedusha? He wasn't machnis yodai because he was afraid of hiru ravere, v'cholmokim sha'ato moitzi geder erva ato moitzi kedusha. So the real reason, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was zeichet to the darga of Kedusha was because of this mice. And this mice he didn't want to tell them, fakel. He was mechaser from them the truth why he's a Kodesh. He just told them he's a tzanua. He had to tell them something. So he told them he's a tzanua. But that wasn't the madrege. The madrege of Rebbe came about because of this paula. The Maral says a little differently. The Maral says that the Yodayim is a Eva Gufni. In order to become a Guf Kodesh, you have to do a Dova Shebekdusha with an Eva Gufni. The Ri is not a Dova Gufni, that's a Dova Nafshi. Mevernish kein Kodesh from this. That's how the Maral puts it. In his Lashainis. But Al Kaponim, this is the Shakla Vitali in the Gemara. They were Chaylik and Rabbi Yossi because they were under the impression that Rebbe had told them the truth. That Rebbe had told them that this anhoge of Yisrael Tznius brings about Kedusha. And the Gemara answers it's not true. The Rebbe Milsachita Havebei, that was the Sibbe, it was a Geder Erve, and the Kol Mokim Shatamaitse Geder Erve Atamaitse Kedusha. The Omar Rabbi Yossi, Miyamai Leiro Koirois Beisi Imrei Chaluki. What is this? Leirol Kairis Beisi. So let us see Rashi. Leirol Kairis Beisi, Kshepoishet Chalukoi. When he took off his chaluk, he took off his undershirt. So let's see. Leihaya Haifchoi Miroiv Tznius. He did not turn it inside out. Miroiv Tznius Kshepoishtoi. Kemoishuhu Leivshoi Derech Roishoi. ומחס אס עצמא התחילה משום צניאס בסדינוי מתחס ויושב במיתוסו. Now, Rashi says that it's a ganze megill over here. When he took off his choluk, he did not lehoya hoivchoi meroiv tzniyas. He did not turn the choluk inside out. And that was because of tzniyas. Then Rashi says later, he covered himself. So how does, what is pshat over here? So since he didn't take the choluk inside out, so that was miroiv tznius. Then Rashi says the mechaser atzmo itchila mishum tznius. So what's the choluk? How he takes off the choluk? So to the yahamis at amir the kipshat. It seems that the choluk you took off, took off over your head. As if I said, it wasn't buttons there. You took it off over your head. Now you can take off something over your head in two eifanim. Either you turn it inside out or you lift it out. Then you have to lift your hands up. Or if you pull down the sleeves this way and push it over your head, then you don't have to lift your hands up. So memela, that was the nafkamina. If he would have turned it inside out, he'd have to lift up his hands. So the choluk was only mechasa the goof. The sadden was mechasa the goof. So memela, he wouldn't have what to put it like this. The sadden or the sadinoi, he was mechusse b'sadinoi. So memela, but if he has to lift up his hand, he wouldn't be mechusse. Then there would be a gather of each knees. Therefore, he did not turn it inside out. He slept down the sleeves. Rashi says a ganze megillah. He sat and he was mechas himself, and that's how he took it off. So he wanted to be meisef another nekude. And what's the chiluk if he sat and if he would have laid down and covered himself with the sadin? What is Rashi saying over here? Rashi put a whole megillah into the hanhoga of Rabbi Yosi. So he wanted to say, and God the Bir Aloha brings down an endless shayla. He wanted to say like this, if he would cover himself with the sadin, and get undressed underneath the sadin, could be that is not called darkei tznius. That's a, he has a kisui over him. But that is not, so what's the chilek if you have a roof over yourself, or if you have a kisui over yourself? The Bir Aloha brings down a shayla from the Prima Godim, if a person is sleeping in a kila is a bed with a canopy. If he's mechuyev to be misnaig there, pidarke atznius, and he brings him the atzus sachaim, that he is mechuyev. That means he's orum in akila, but it doesn't mean that he's covered. A beged covers the person. Stamazoy akisoy, so he's underneath the kisoy, but he's orum underneath the kisoy. A beged becomes a nitpal to the person, so it's called he's mechuseh. So Memela, that's what Rashi says. He was sitting. If he'd be lying, somebody wouldn't have accomplished anything. He's sitting. So if he's sitting, so the sadden becomes like a levushtim. If he'd be lying, and there's a sadden covering him, so it's not a levushtim. He's lying on the bed. He has a blanket over his head. So Memela, so it's like he's lying, and there's a kila over him. So it wouldn't take away the chesaron of tznius. But if he's sitting and the sadin was wrapped around him, so the male of the sadin becomes like a lavush. So now it's totally the oifen how he got undressed. If he would have turned it inside out, so he'd have to lift up his hand, so it would be missing in the gather of tznius. But if he first slept down the sleeves and then put it over his head, so then there was no chesaron of tznius. For Amar Rabbi Yosi, Miyomai loy avalti al divrei chaveirai. I never was over al divrei chaveirai. Yoideya ani ba'atzmi she'eni koi. I know I'm not a koi. Im oimrim li chaveiri alei leduchin ani oile. Even though I'm not a koi, if my chaveirim tell me to be oile leduchin, I'm oile. Let us see Tosfos. Ilu hoye oimrim li chaveiri alei leduchin, lo yodari ma iser yesh bezor ha'oile leduchin. That means the Ri seemed to learn over here. We'll see in a minute what the Ri learns. Let's first say the Ivra. Lo hoye yodari ma iser yesh bezor ha'oile leduchin. What iser there could be for Yisrael to be oile leduchin? Im loy mishum brocha levatole. The only iser that could be is an iser brocha levatole. Shalikaihanim omra. We have to be mechabel the lamadut achot. That's one word. Shalikaihanim omra. That the bracha was said for kahanim. Omra teil lebaiches Yisrael. So he'll make the bracha. It's a bracha levatol. But the Ri did not know what could be wrong for a zor to be oila leduchim. Like it seems that he was doing something wrong, but he did it because the chaverim they asked him to do it. Leavanti al divrei chaverim. The Achronim ask a kashem, and this Taisvis said that there's nothing wrong for a zor to duchen. A brochet. There's a gemara in Ksubis, Tavchav Dalad Amad Beis. The monk Ksubis, Tavchav Dalad Amad Beis says as follows. The gemara clears a shayla, if you hold malin letrume leyuchsin. Now, if you hold malon l'trumah l'yuchsin, that means as follows. If you see a person who's eating trumah, so memele, if he's eating trumah, so I can assume he's a koyin. So memele, if I can assume he's a koyin, so I'm allowed to. So l'gabi hilchis yichus, I can assume he's a koyin, and I can be mishadach with him. I can assume he's a koyin l'gabi yichus. Because gabi yuchsin, chazal were very machmer to make sure that there should be oiskalt in the yichus. So there's one mandiyoma says malin mikuhune mitrume le yuchsin. Another mandiyoma says ain malin mitrume le yuchsin. Could be it's Narayi is a Kohen, maybe it's an Evet Kohen. But let's not go into that. But this man is Malin L'Truma. If he sees it in Truma, you can assume that he's a Kohen, and Malin L'Truma L'Yuchsen. So the Gemara tells a Shaila, if Malin Menesis L'Kapayim L'Yuchsen. If you see someone's Duchening, so you can also assume that he's a Kohen. L'Gabi Yuchsen. So the Gemara says, no, maybe Truma is better than Nesis Kapayim. Hani mili trume da avoin mise. If he wouldn't be a kohen, and he's eating trume, so he's chayv mise b'day shamayim. So mamela, if he's eating trume, you can be assured that he's a kohen. So mamela, malim et trume li yuchsin. Avol nesiyas kapayim de iser asay. Nesiyas kapayim is not mise. Nesiyas kapayim is only an iser asay. Loi. So it could be, if you see him duchening, it's not a he's a kohen. It's only an iser asay. Zogt Rashi, what's the Isra say? The Pasuk says, Koy Sevorechu, so there's a essay, Koy Sevorechu, the Kahanim should be Mevorech, Atem Veloi Zorim, Vevlav Abo Mechlal Asay Asay. So maybe that's the Shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara is a Shaila, maybe, from the Sias Kapayim, could be Histak Azor, it's only an Isar Asay. From an Isar Asay, we cannot build that he's really a koi. Maybe he's a Zor. He's either an Isar Asay. So Al Koponim, we see from the Gemara in Ksubis, that there's an Isar Asay for a koi in Teduch, for a Zor Teduchim. Now the Ri over here says, Lo Yoda Ri, Ma Isar Yesh Bezor Oilo Leduchim. The Ri did not know what Isar there is. So the first one that asked the Kashe, is Kveis the Masho, the Dalki Moshe, the Dalki Moshe in Shulchan Aruch is the Kasha. The Dalki Moshe in Shulchan Aruch wants to say as follows, that if he's Duchens alone, then he's over an Asay. If he Duchens with other Kahanim, then he's not over an Asay. That's what the Dalki Moshe says. So the Dalki Moshe Mestoma learned that here it's speaking about they told him to go up with other Kahanim. So there's no Asay. So Leyodari Ma'isa Yesh Bazar Oilo Leduchim. Leimish Bracha Levatole. If he makes the Bracha, then there could be an Isa. What is the svore of the Dalki Moshe? What's the chilek? There's a koi svorechu. So there's a isa, the kahanim, and not zorim. So what's the chilek cases if he's mevorech alone, if he's mevorech together with the other kahanim? It could be the svore of the Dalki Moshe is as follows. When other kahanim are benching, so he just wants to become a nitpal to them. That means he wants to become a nitpal to Oisei Mitzvah. They're the Mevorchim. And he becomes a nitpal. He's a toffel to them. But not he's a Mevorech. They're Mevorchim. The Chassam Sofer says a vote. It's a Hiddur Mitzvah. B'roi v'am hadras melech. Now Pshad is, even though he's saying the words. So Pshad is a Zot Mitzvah. A Zot Mit Mitzvah. But not Pshad that he's benching. He's a toffel to what they're doing. B'roi v'am hadras melech. So melech, there's no Issa. Mashenken, if he himself goes alone in Duchens, then he's a Mavorech. He's a Isser. Azor is not allowed to be a Mavorech. The Marsha says Pshat over here, he never made a Broche Bechlau. The Marsha says, they told him to be Oilo Leduchen. V'loi Birich. He didn't make a Broche. He shouldn't be over an abrochel of Atole, and who didn't say the biches koyanim, shouldn't be over on the say. He says, lo yodari ma'isa yesh bezor ha'oile leduchin. They told him to go up, he went up. So what's the chesorim to go up? That was the Ri's problem. The Ri had a problem, he didn't say made a broche. I mean, I forget, the problem could be he made a broche, didn't say abrochel of Atole. If he benched them, he's Ivan Isarasa, but it doesn't say he did that, he just went up. So lo yodari ma'isa. Imloy mishum brocha levatola. Mr. May didn't make it. Mr. May didn't do that. So what's the big deal? That's how the Marsha learns pshat. The Magen Avraham wants to say pshat that Rabbi Yossi Lishitose, the machlekes tanoim if noshim soimchais rishus or no. By the mitzvah of smicha by kolbonis, it says b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, b'loi b'nei Yisrael. So others loim shat that there's an Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael permitted to be soimach, and b'nei Yisrael also. It's ishtamshas bekotshim, avoyde bekotshim, they're not allowed to. Rabbi Yossi holds noshim soimchais rishus. What does that mean, noshim soimchais rishus? That means it says b'nei Yisrael mechuyiv to make smicha. B'nei Yisrael, they're not mechuyiv to make smicha. They want to make it, isn't they? He says, so Rabbi Yossi learned the miyut, it's not a miyut, they're not allowed to, they're not mechuyiv to. Zot the Mogen Avraham. So according to Rabbi Yossi, he says, koi sevochos b'nei Yisrael, pshat is, the kahanim are mechuyiv to ben shiden. Azor is not mechuyiv. So according to Rabbi Yossi, taket, there's no issa whatsoever. Rabbi Yossi l'shitosa. The Gemara in Ksubis is going, if you don't know like Rabbi Yossi, that no Hashem ain't saim ches rishus. So the male ilam shad, it's an issa. If it's an issa, so then there's an issa rasei. That's what the Magen Avraham wants to say. A very beautiful, beautiful pshat, na Gemara, is the haflo in Ksubis says. Aba mamish moiridik. The haflo disagrees with the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe says that with others there's no issa, and alone there is an issa, and he wants to say punkt faket. In the Mamish, a unique pshat in the Gemara. He wants to say as follows, that the issa for Azor to be oila leduchin, the Masha is meiridik. The Masha didn't, I mean, the Gemara never said he made a broche. He was oila leduchin. That's all what it says. He was oila leduchin. He says, the issa for Azor to be oila leduchin, he says, you know what the issa is? He says, this is as follows. He says, just like there's a mitzvah, kais avochos b'nei Yisrael, just like there's a mitzvah on the Kahanim to bench the Yisraelim, there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to be gebenched from the Kahanim. And as I state in Charedim, Charedim state there's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim also, it's a double mitzvah. The Kahanim are mekayim a mitzvah, the Yisraelim hamizbochim are also mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, the inyan of birchas kayanim of moel lahem is ponim keneged ponim. That's how the broch is chal. If he goes up to the duchen, so you know what he's going to do? He's going to mevatel his mitzvah. They're telling him to go up to the duchen. They're telling him to go up to the duchen. They have a time to zame mit alle kahanim doden. So they told him to be mevatel his mitzvah. That means if he'd stand there together with them, some emele, no, he's mekayim a mitzvah of being gebenched. If he goes up to the duchen and he faces them, so he loses his broch. He loses his bracha. So it matters. If there's other kahanim there, so this fakert is an oifen to be gebenched, and then he goes up, so then he's over on a say. Then he's over on an say. If there aren't any kahanim, so there's no problem. Then there's the whole over say, not the way Rashi says with the kais of ochu. The say is that he's mevatel the kiyum of the mitzvah say of becoming gebenched. Now, we have to understand what was pshat the chaverim. Ich will mamtik sein a bissel. I have a mechutin, a goyin Rav Meir Tzvi, a koyin there in Troy, and his shver is the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. So he once told me a meredik about. He says, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva gives broches. Alle menschen kommen zem fa broches. Ich bin a koyin. He says, aber bekommt doch zem. By him it works. And by me, I have a broches, but it's not the same. Darf sein etwas so. So that was Mr. the Meise. Rabbi Yossi gave, stem kahanim dogen, get duchen, kaise vorku. And then, Rabbi Yossi, they told him, alele duchen, get du ke boiche ta broche. So what did it mean to him? It meant that if he'll go up, if it's nicht gebench werden. So memele, he'll be mevatel, he won't become this boch, but he'll make them happy, they'll have an oini yontif, thus. Rabbi Yossi get say a broche, it meant a lot to them. So Memele, so the Hafla says, he held its kedai to be mevatel b'sheva al tase, like this is mevatel b'sheva al tase, his mitzvah yeshkoich hachomim laka dove min ha-teire b'sheva al tase. He had a mitzvah of b'sheva al tase to become nisborich. To become nisborich. So he was mevatel. This mitzvah b'sheva al tase, lishmoya l'divrei chaveiro. That's what Rabbi Yossi told us. Rabbi Yossi told us he was over. He didn't want to be over. So that's what he did. So the Ri, he says, the Ri didn't know if there's an Isser, if there aren't Kehanim there, if there's an Isser for Azor to be over. That's what the Ri didn't know. Lo yod ri ma yisa yesh bezor oilo le duchen im loim mishim roch lo vatolo shel kahan shel lo kahan im omra teire lo boi res Yisrael. He says the Yisrael is of becoming of being mevatel the mitzvah of kaisa vorcho of becoming an izborek. That is the Yisrael. And the Yisrael only applies when there's kahanim that are being mevorek. And that Rabbi Yossi Taker lo yavalti yadivrei chaverai. He did it. He was oike b'shei va'al tase the schiev in order lasis retzayin chaverot. And the Ri did not know if there aren't any kehanim, if there will also be an iser or not. Va'omar Rabbi Yossi mi yomai lo yamarti dobor v'chazarti la'achoyrai. Let us see what Rashi says. Lo yamarti dovo v'chazarti l'achayre. She'im bo mi shamarti olav dovo. If I once spoke about someone, and he came to me, v'shol imo amarti kein olav, he said, did you say this and this about me? Lo yichazarti b'leimer eine kidvorov. I never was chayzer and said, no, I didn't say it. Because what I said before was the truth. So if it was the truth, I'll tell it in his face. Yes, I said this about you. Anything that he would tell it over in front of the person he's speaking about, less by mishum lishna bishe v'chein meforesh v'meseches erch. Now this is also a very shvere Rashi. I mean, it would come out that the whole Isser of Lashon Hara is if it's not true. But if it's true, now I tell it him in his face, this I said this about you because this is true, so there's no Isser of Lashon Hara. And that is very shvere because the Isser of Lashon Hara is also to say Divrei Emes. So the Chofetz Chaim Mutschitzich to understand this Rashi. Bekitzer, the Chofetz Chaim wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. That it is speaking about that there are certain cases where one is permitted to speak Lashon Hara. For example, the Rabbeinu Yonah says if there is someone that is mazik someone else, that means Reuven stole money from Shimon or he's mazik Shimon and Levi saw it and Levi wants to be mefarsim this b'chdei lazer lasha osham loy ulekanei hemes. He wants to help us start saying I saw this. He's saying it l'te'eles. He doesn't even he's not allowed to go to Bezin to say such a thing because there's an issue to say this in Bezin. But he wants to be mefalsam. I saw this and this person did this and this thing. So memele, if he's saying it l'te'eles, he's allowed to say it. But if Yenna would come, he would be chayzer. So then the whole amir is also, because then people see that it's really not true what he said, because by Yenna zut tashenit azoy. Memele, samzay wanted a chepel with Yenna. So then it is also. But if he would tell it to him in his face, yes, I said, I saw how you stole, and he's doing it, k'day lazeh l'asher oshem le l'kani ha'emes, so then it is takimutim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Nachman, teisi li dekayemes gimel sudes b'shabes. It was mekayim gimel sudes b'shabes. Taisili, Rashi says, Lady Yishulim Schori, that he was Mekayim Gimel Sudis B'Shabbos. Others want to say that the godless was, that that this chilukei deis, if a person is mekabel tois v'shabbos, if he's yoytze the mitzvah, if he eats it bizman tois v'shabbos. Rav Nachman was mahadar to eat it. The kayyem miskimosudas b'shabbos. I heard in England that it becomes night, go late, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, people are makabel Shabbos earlier. But to wait till 11 o'clock to eat in order to be makayim the suda l'chol ha-deyis, that's a davar gadol. Taisili the kayyem is gimel sudas b'shabbos. That was the godless of Rav Nachman. Others say the kayemis, as we were medayik before, it's not acholis, it was kayemis. The suda is more than just the trukin amais of achila. There's an inyan of kavanose ritsuya to do it l'shem shemayim, la'anigas ha-shabbos, not la'anigas atzmoy. So memele, Rav Nachman was able to say the kayemis, I was mekayim gimel sudas b'shabbos. Omar Rav Yehuda, teisili the kayemis iyun tfila. What is this iyun tfila? So let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Iyun Tvila, Perish, Bekavonis Halei, he davened with Kavonis. Vechein ahu da'elu dvorim, sha'oichel mi Perish seyem bo'ilam azeh. That's what it says in Peyer, that Iyun Tvila, the Chosh of Iyun Tvila, it's also the same thing. Iyun Tvila means that he davened with Kavonis. Aval ho da omar bebroches hama'ayin betfilos, a person's mind betfilos is soif bali day cave lay, he will have agmas nefesh, or who ian, that doesn't mean he was mechavim betfilos, the mitzape, he waited, mosa yasa kodesh bochum akoshosoi, that's a different ian, he's waiting ready, I gave the Rabban Shalom a good davening, no, let's see when the Rabban Shalom is gonna listen to me. Shesovar shetfilosoi mikubeles, if a person davens and after the davening he pats himself on his back and he thinks as that davening nu, so that just like the nishke the maisi alot echelas mumeshachas machlalei. If he's waiting for results, that brings about to agvus nefesh. Vechein heida oma Rabbi Yochanan shloishet dvar maskiran avinoisov shalodom kirnotoi biyun tvile maisidin l'shamayim al chaveiroi. That's also that Iyun Tvila. It's Maskir Mavay Noisav. He starts thinking, nu, what's going to be with my davening? When he asks a nu, so if I can untracht in him, well, let's see, nu, how good your davening was. That's Ma'oira Ravainis of the person. So that is not a good, even though it's the same Lashon Iyun Tvila, but it's a different kabon. V'ho da'oma v'peirik et poshu, tshloishe dvorim em odon nitzel mehem v'chol yoy, Lashon Hore v'hiru Ravere v'Iyun Tvila. Ein lefore shemitzape mosay teyosa bakoshosoy. Iyun Tvila does not mean over there that he's waiting when his bakosh will be niskayim. Shehabim ne'odam nitzoylem izeh. You can't say that everyone is nichshel in this because there's not too many people after the davening that can pat themselves on their back and they say that, no, such a good davening I made, when emesay teyosa bakoshosoy. That's not, you can't say that ein odam nitzel mehem. But what does it mean over there? Kloimer she'enay miskaven b'tfila. She evshel izoya, because tfila is something that is very difficult to be nizah, to be mechaven. Kedemrinam b'Yerushalmi, amayredike Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, marzikina tivu l'reishe, dechimota l'moide minafshei kora. A meiradike Yerushalmi, that a person is marzik toiva to the Rosh, that the Rosh knows when you're up to moidim already, so automatically it bows down. What he's up to is, the velzuk techevelta keveya mokim letfilosi lekei Avram veezroi, that he's in one place, usually in the davening, he travels all over. Keveya mokim letfilosi lekei Avram veezroi. So memele, that is Iyun Tvile, that he was machaven betfilosi. Perhaps it's kedai to tell over the Balatanya in Perek Chavches says as follows. That's what there are difficulties. And Taisva says, she efshel izoyer. Taisva says, a meir de keloshin. And he said, taisili. So perhaps the Balatanya explains the nisyoinis of tefillah. Why is it so difficult to be mechab? And they say, oh, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a Ma'irer. He once saw a person, a tightrope walker. He was walking on a bus. He says, Selzachfor, if he'd be babbling Shemanes, he'd be thinking of other things. I mean, he'd lose his balance. He has complete concentration. He can walk along, a long rope and fartig. And so comes in Shemanes, boing, it's a gaitach nisht. So what's that kibshat? So the Balatanya says as follows. V'noida derech hanilchomim, when there's a milchome between two sides, k'she'echod mizgaber, asai hasheni misamez lizgaber gamkein, v'chol ma'amotzei koich. If you have a fight, an ernst fight, and one is mischazek and mizgaber, see the other one works harder also. L'chein, k'she'nefesh olekis misametzes mizgaberes lispalo, when the nefesh is, wants to be mechazek himself to daven, asai gam haklipe mizgaberes kenegdo. So he's davening, so the tzad hara knows more than anyone else how choshev it is the davening. So he's mizgaber kenegdo, levalbelo olapilo b'marshov ezores. The ha'emes la'amitoi, in the Balatanya says, amoyre de gezach, amol, a person can be very tzebrochen by zich, tzefallen, ich daven for the Rebbein Shalman, al di shtusim fallen arayin in kop, how could it be? So he said, if there'd be one nefesh, he said, then it's takakash. So that if I'm davening, so these things shouldn't fall into my head. There's two nefoshes. There's two nefoshes. Each nefesh wants that the moyach should be nismale from what he wants to know. What this nefesh wants the moich to think about. So this one is putting in kavonis ritzuyis, and the other nefesh is putting in kavonis shein ritzuyis. V'hu kemoshol, odom amispalo bekavone, v'oimed lenegdoi akum roshe umesiyach umedaberime kedei levalboloi. Says that is pshat, when a person comes to daven, so the baldover kumt, because he realizes the chshivas of the davening, and memele, and he comes to be mevalbolim. So memele, so that is al kaponim. It's a teisili. Kema fashtei lebistol de teisves he evsher li zoya. Zok the gemara weiter. Oma Rav Huna bereider Rav Yeshua teisili the loisagina dalad ames begili harosh. Rav Huna said he did not walk dalad ames without wearing a kapel. The Skedai to tell over the Loshen of the Goyin in Simen Ches, Saif Sif Aleph, he is a Meiridik Arichis, that the Indian of wearing a couple, and his Messiah as follows. Klola de Milse, ein Isser Klal Beroish Megula Loilom, there's no Isser to go with a Roish Megula, Rak Lifnei Hagdoilim. A person is oimid lifnei hagdoilem, then there's an inyan of achno to be mechasa roishe. V'chein be'eis hatfile, oz nochein hadovo mitzad hamusa. So mitzad hamusa, mitzad achno, there's an inyan lechasa is roishe lifnei hagdoilem. That's why there's a baise. Someone once passed by Rabbi Kiva without a hat, and he said he's a mamza, because v'ker lifnei hagdoilem daf megein with a hat. And Ba'is HaTfilo also, Mitzad HaMusa. Ushor HaYoyim, but the rest of the day to wear a hat, L'Kdoishim Sha'oimdim Lifnei Hashem Tomit. So the K'doishim, they can say the Oimid Lifnei Hashem. By us it's only B'Shas Tfilo. And the K'doishim Ha'oimdim Lifnei Hashem Tomit, they always were Mechasa Roishim. And that was, and he brings down our Gemara, that is the Taisi Li. That was a godless, as by, he was Oimel of Nei Hashem Tomit, therefore, not the godless was the couple, the godless was that he was Oimel of Nei Hashem Tomit, that he needed a couple. That was the godless, that was the Taisi Li. Others say that Bizmaneinu, that it is a Choka Akum, not to wear, so Mamel, then there's a Chiev to wear, then there's a Chiev to wear, as Bechuke Seim Lo Yiseleichu. But this had to Chnitz on Zegemore, so that was Nischadish later through the Chuka Yisakum. Abul, that was the godless of Rav Huna. Omar Rav Sheishes Teisi Li Dekayemis Mitzvahs Tvilim. Omar Rav Nachman Teisi Li Dekayemis Mitzvahs Tzitzis. אמר לרבי יוסף, לרבי יוסף ברי דרבה, אובוך במאי זוהר צווי, what was your father Nizer? אמר לי בציטס. יוים אחד אבא קוסוליק בדלגה, he was going up a ladder, איפסיק אלי חוטה, so one of the חוטים was נפסק, ולוי נוחס ועושה כמוד לוי רומי. He didn't go down the ladder till he fixed the חוט. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, de kiyamti mitzvah tefillah. Now, Omar Rav Sheshes, Tesi, li de kiyamti, de kiyamis mitzvah tefillah, this is a bit modern. I mean, Rav Sheshes was mekayim mitzvah tefillah. I mean, l'chayre, all yidna mekayim mitzvah tefillah. So, the poshet pshat is mekayim mitzvah tefillah, we say ki'ilu kiyamtiya. But Kaponim, Rav Sheshes was mekayim mitzvah tefillah. He was mekayim take with all the kavonis, without hesach hadas, with all the shittas. He was take mekayim. That's poshet pshat. Rashi says, shloi holach arba ameis beloi tefillah, v'chein linyin tzitzis. So the Rashi by says the kayemis was that he was keseder dovuk in the mitzvah of tefillah. Now, there's one thing I don't understand here. Shalai holach al ba'amois b'loi tzitzis. Or b'loi tefillin. Now, weiss doch ois, there's a person inyan of hiluch dalad amas. And from the Gemara also you see that. You see from the Gemara, Rav Yosef was walking up a ladder, one of the chutim tore, so he stood there. Now this I can't begin to understand what's the chiluk between hiluch and standing. If there's an inyan of to wear tefillin a whole day, there's an inyan to wear tzitzis a whole day, so what's the chiluk if he's sitting in one place the 15 hours of the day, or if he's walking around? There's an inyan of hiluch. I don't understand that this hiddur, he didn't want to go down the ladder, till he'll fix. Go down the ladder, what's the chiluk? The time element is the same. If he'll go down the ladder, Sab will come up the ladder. Rashi by Sasechit, that Shloi Holach beloi tzitzis. I don't understand what the inyan of Hiluch is. There's a special din in Hiluch. The Sfas Emes wants to say something interesting. This Maise, the Solid Bedag Ivsik Lichute, beloi Nochis, he wants to say, could be Pshat is that the one chut of the tzitzis was Nifsak. And be'etzem one chut of the tzitzis of nifsak is the din is that it's a kosher tzitzis. You could have on each one, you could have its nifsak. But he held als a mitzvah min amuvcho that you have to have all chutim should be shleimim. Rad, the time of Menhogim brings down from the Batshut Sherov also such an inyan from the Yosef Oimetz and the Batshut Sherov that one should be misakin taka, that all the chutim should be shleimim. We have a psashtikul mekaya from our Gemara. He brings from the Zohar, from the Arizal. The Arizal says that the inyan of tzitzis is a skule for the kedusha. Pasuk says, noyef ishe chosa leiv. They're lamed beis chutin in the tzitzis. So a mele, noyef ishe chosa leiv. Alkoch is missing from the lamed beis chutim. So there's an inyan. Even though in Lamed Aleph Chutim, it's kosher Chutim, but the lave is missing. So Al Kapodim, that was the hiddur of these Gedolim. But on Arabaye, or the next Rashi, Ad Rami Shetikna, Vizel Loshin, Tliyas Tzitzis, Kedemrina Baalme, Loi Rami Chutim. But on Arabaye, Taisili, the Chichazina, Tzuve me rabon in the shalom mesechte, when he saw a Talmud Chochem was Messiah ma mesechte, avidne yoy metove le rabon. Let us see what Rashi says. The shalom mesechte shegolso. I don't know if Rashi means to say he learned it daf yoy midik. What does Rashi say? That maybe Rashi was say the shalom mesechte. When does a person finish a mesechte? And when he finished it already, he knows it. He said, Rav Chaim Volozhin came to the Goyin, he told to the Goyin, I learned Masechta Shabbos 20 times and I still don't know it. So he wanted a brocha, so the Goyin told him after 20 times, you want to know it. So what the Sholem Masechta means, he knew the Masechta. Knew the Masechta, then he wouldn't have to make too many siyums abaye. The Golsa, She goes, he learned through the Masechta. Knowing it is not a Basha. But Al Kaponim, he learned through the Masechta. Avidna Yamatova la Rabbonan le Talmidim for the Talmidim. Rosh Yeshiva Hoya. So from this story it seems that one Chazine Tzuve Mirabbonan, the Sholim Masechta, one Talmud ended a Masechta, and he made a Siyim for all the Talmidim. And he was the Rosh Yeshiva. So the Marshal in Yam Shel Shloime is Ma'ira, the Gevaldike Gadlus of Abaye. The Gemara says before in Shabbos that Abaye wasn't too well to do. Abaye had a sickness of Hadrunke. And Hadrunke, the Gemara says, one of the reasons Hadrunke comes is because he's not he's malnutrition. He doesn't eat enough. That's what the Gemara says. This is the lashon ha'olam. Umetzamtzim b'yoisa. He has a very small amount of money. Kedisa beperik v'memadlikin abayim abayachosh b'hadronuke. Omar Rabbi Yodane bei Benachmeini the machvo nafshe. Well, why does he have this machla? Because he's hungry. He doesn't eat enough. He didn't have enough to eat. And that's why he got sick from this. He didn't let someone else do it. He says, he was the Rosh Yeshiva, so fakert. So he had a dinkdimen de kiyam ha-mitzvah. If he didn't have any money, so what's takip shat? So it could be, the Gemara says this, Avidne Yom Tov Le Rabbona. Why is this when there's a Siyim, it becomes a Yontev? Oyhoye Yom Tovim Li Yisrael Kam Chemisha Oso Ba'ov. The Gemara says, because they were Messiahim, the Atzei Amaroche, the Kris of Atzei Amaroche. So that becomes a Yontev. A day that there's a Siyim, it becomes a Yontev. Could be Heitzos Yontev, get Nishtarayin in the Cheshman. Could be that is why he was able to splurge on the Siyim. Omar Rove, Taisili the Chiyoset Suvi Mirabono le Kamoi le Dine, Loi Mezigne Reisha Abeisadye Kamad Loi Mafichno Bischuse. Rove said, Taisili Yeshulam Schori, the Chiyoset Suvi Mirabono, Shechibes Talmide Chachomim Olai, the Loi Mezigne Reisha Abeisadye, Eine Meniach Roishi Alakar, Kamed leif mafichna leif bischusei ad she'ere im yesh bedvorov lezakoisei. So the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi would seem that means he took the tainus of the Talmud Chochem, he was mizboinin if im ere im yesh ad she'ere im yesh bedvorov lezakoisei. To understand this taine, im yesh bedvorov lezakoisei. It seems from here that this is a dover hamuta. The Svasem is Sakash Tukhir is nice upon him. He's nice upon him to the Talmud Chochem. But the way Rashi puts it, there was no outer more Yiras HaKovah to the Talmud Chochem than the other one. But Fakert, he studied his Taine at She'ere im Yesh Bedvarov Lezakaisoi. That Mahapach does not mean he went bidavke to be Mahapach l'schus. He wanted to see if there is a schus in his taina, that's all. The Tur says a starker loshen, that one should be Mahapach in the schus from the Talmud Chochim, and Simen Tazvov and Chayshem Mishpot, and there the Bach explains, there's a drosha b'tzedek tishpet as amisecha, am she'itcha b'teira b'mitzvah. There's a besundere din to be madzdik a Talmud Chochim. But he says Rashi does not mean that. Rashi says over here, yesh that he wanted to make sure that he wouldn't go to sleep before he'd be misboinen in his tainus to see im yesh bedvor v'zakoisei. Omar mar baravashi, pasilna lei letzuva merabono ledine. I can't be a dying. My time at the chova v'olaike gufoi vein odam roya chai v'latzma. Eisweiss is by Rava was no problem. He just wanted to study the Tainus, but Lemaisa al's dying, he was moved, he had no negias in the Psak. Ma'abar Avashi could not control his feelings.
is gewaldig gechibet Talmidei Chachamim, so memele, he said, he's puzzled. Rabbi Chanine Ma'atev. Rabbi Chanine used to be Miss Atev. Rashi says, Bebgodim Noyim. Vekoi Apanye de Male Shabbata. He stood. Apanye means the towards evening of Erev Shabbos. Omar Boyoi Veneitze Likras Shabbos Amalke. Let us go out Likras Shabbos Amalke. They bring from the slot Kaddish, he didn't go outside. He was standing there in the shul. Because the Shabbos, the Shlo's times does not come from the outside. It comes from the Shemayim. So the Neitze means Neitze Likra Shabbos Amalka. That means that we're Mukhan to be Mekambal, the Kedusha Shabbos. Vakel, they went before this man. That's Boy Veneitze Likra Shabbos Amalka. The Shabbos of Machnish Kekumen. We're going Likra Shabbos Amalke. Tab Yani Lovish Money Mali Shabbos. He put on his begodim v'omar boyi kalo boyi kalo. Here we see a loshen Malke, a loshen Kala, being from the Yisoid v'sheres Avoda. The Kala is the Shchina, the Kala is Shabbos, and that is the union of boyi kalo. Rabbe Barav Hune Ikla Lebei Rabbe Barav Nach. He was once an oirech by Rabbi Barav Nachman. Krivu leitlas soi tachi. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, boyi kala ochi kori lei leshvise Shabbos mitoich chavivus. Kala. Tachi rikikin tochen pneim bishumen alya oi bishomen. This type of a fried delicacy. So, Rabbi Barav Hune Iklala by Rabbi Barav Nachman Krivulait Laso Itachi Omalei Mihave Yedeison Dasine. You knew I was coming? Omalei Miadifis Lon Mino Fakert. Since I didn't tell him anything, so it was under the assumption that by offering it to him, they're showing that they made this for him. They didn't even know that he was coming. So he told them, no, Taket. Nazach nishtof, miadifis lon mino, klumata choshev lon mina Shabbos, the covet Shabbos echanenum, lehayinu yoidim shetovoy. We were making it le covet Shabbos. Rabbi Abbe zovin betleiser istere pshite bisre mitleiser tafchit. Rabbi Abbe purchased with 13 sloim pshutim Bisre, mitleiser tafchit, from 13 butchers. Mashlim lohu atzineire de doshe, ba'omalu ashur haya, ashur haya. Let us see Rashi, what happened over here. Zot Rashi, mitleiser tafchit, litoim b'shabbos min hamufcha. He didn't know each week which butcher would have the best cut of meat. So therefore, in order to solve the problem, he bought from 13 butchers. So from these 13, mistame, so there'll be toim from the best. Also doesn't seem he ate too much. Li toim b'shabbos min hamufcha. He wanted to be toim. Isteri sloim, isteri pshiti sloim medine. There's a sela tzuri and a sela medine. Behein echad miches besela tzuri. A sela medina is 1/8 of a sela tzuri. Behainu chatzi dina. So by each butcher store, he bought the amount of meat that cost a chatzi dina. Umashlum lohu atzineire didosh. So Rashi is here to pshot. Lifnei boyam lohovi lo yabosa. Before they delivered it, hoye mezamilem oiseyem al pischon. So the money put it ready on the Pesach. Don't worry about the money. The money is paid already. Fakert. You're doing a gewaldige Sach. You're mezake yidden with einig Shabbos and a meila. He was mechazik them and this nakuda. The linire umashlem luat zineire de dashe. Shaya maybe Rishaina, when he brought, it wasn't delivered to his house, he brought it. Shaya maybe Rishaina Yanaisna Lishamoshim Amechinim Sudosai Al Pesach Beisai. Lehoya Nichnas, he didn't even go into the house. Al Mamaya Larzal Aviacheres. Omalam Lishamoshim Ashur Hayes, Ashur Maya Lahochinazu. So he told them that they should go and they should prepare it already. So when they'll bring the second piece of meat, so the first one will be prepared. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Rav Abo Hava Yosef at Katko Deshino Umoishif Nura. Let us see Rashi. Rav Abo at Katkev Deshine Pashtadu Shel Shein. This was an ivory pedestal, an ivory chair. Shechoshev Ve'osher, he was an osher. So he took his choshev Ebenkel and he took a bellows to blow up the Eish. Why did he take the choshev Ebenkel? For Kelt, that goof is a covered Shabbos, that he's doing this pu'ula with his choshev Ebenkel. Umoishif nura, neifeach misham nura lekovet Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Levi goras, not atkatke deshino, which would mean ivory, no, atkatko deshago, tidor. Tidor is a type of a wood, type of a eitz. Rav Onan lovish gundo. Rav Onan lovish gundo. What's gunde? Kli shocher. He, when Erev Shabbos, he did not put on his choshev begod. La haidia shayim eini kedai li snaig bachshivis, li saasek bitavshile Shabbos, la yitanev begodov bebishal kedairis. Erev Shabbos, one shouldn't put on his good clothes, that he shouldn't become metunif, so he put on begodim shchayrim. Kli shocher. Put on begodim shchayrim. The Tana de Rav Yishmael, begodim shebishl bem kedeira l'raboi, al yimzayin bem kais l'raboi. The Tana de Rav Yishmael, the bishl kedeira metana of begodim. The Ben Yayodo says, Moira and Rashi, you don't have to, you need Tana de Rav Yishmael to tell me that bishl kedeira is metana of begodim. You ask any Yidin that works in the kitchen, she'll tell you that. He had a big arayef and Tana de Rav Yishmael said it. So he wants to say pshat in the Gemara that a person to ziritz metan of begodim, but one might think, well, this is the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos to prepare the Shabbos. So if she fakelt, I'm trogging the streimer on the back of it now also. The fakelt, this goof is the kvayda mitzvah. So that he brought a raif and turned the dvei Rabbi Shmuel. It's also a deshen is also a mitzvah. Afar pikein to each his own. Each mitzvah has his own sug of begodim. That's what he brought a raya from Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Safre machich reishe. Rav Safre used to singe, used to roast the head of an animal. Him hoya sham reish beheima, Rashi says, lach reich mechal chayhu ba'atzmai. He did it alone. Rav Molach Shibuti, Rav used to salt a fish. Rav Hune, Madlik Shragi, used to be Madlik the Neiris. Rav Papi Godel Psilte, a Papi used to weave the wicks. Rav Chizda Porim Silke, Rav Chizda used to grind the silke, the beets. Rav Rav Yosef, Mitzalchi Tzivi. They used to chop the wood. Abzeire, Mitzatis, Tzitusi, used to kindle the fire. Before we go further, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simen Reish Nun in Kuntres Aachen says a gewaldike Shtik Teure, and his incentive to this Shtik Teure is from Rashi over here. There's more incentives. But Rashi over here, Machich Reishe, Rashi says, Im hoya sham reish behema lachich, mechachi hu ba'atzmoy. Rashi tells us that it's a ganze shtik teire da. Each week there wasn't a reish. Im hoya sham reish behema, used to be machechesh. And what if there wasn't a roish behemah? What happened then? Then he learned in yeshiva. Whenever his wife told him, "No, this week we can have a roish," then he came and did it. What is Rashi telling us over here? So he says as follows: the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down these halachas, the Rambam says, "Chayev Odom Lasais Dvorim." Shehem Letzeirach HaShabbos, and the Rambam says a very strong lashon, Chayiv Odom, a person is Mechuyiv, Lasais Dvorim Shehem Letzeirach HaShabbos Begufoy, Shezeu Kvoidoy. This is the Kavod of Shabbos. The Kavod of Shabbos is that he, Begufoy, should do something, even though he has a lot of Shamoshim and a lot of Mishosim. That's Kavod Shabbos. That's one of the Nyonim of Kavod Shabbos. The Gemara in Kedushin brings down this Maisa, that Machich Reishe, so the Gemara brings down Kedushin, Mitzvah Boi Yoisame Beshluchai. Now, Mitzvah Boi Yoisame Beshluchai is a very mild Loshin. That means it's preferable that the Shlich that he doesn't say, Mitzvah Boi Yoisame Beshluchai. That's a very mild Loshin. The Rambam doesn't chayiv odom lasis dvorim shahim letzorech haShabbos is a bigger chiyuv. That's ha'ora number one. Ha'ora number two, which is ma'ore, we have to understand that the Sharatzin also asks this ha'ora. Chazal tell us if a person is learning and there's a mitzvah bo liyodoy, sim efshel iskai ma'idei achayrim, so he continues learning. Now all these amiroim were learning, that's for sure. So what happened over here that they stopped learning? They had mishosim. You'll hear even mitzvah bo yaisim mishluchad oichet v'sin if that's doichel limud atayre. They're in the middle of learning. The Sharatzin wants to be mitzaded. Could be the datin is if there's a chayla, so someone has to go to be mevaka chayla, so it's not mutal on me. The chayla needs it, so let someone else do it. But here it's a mitzvah on me, so a meila, then you do say mitzvah bo yaisim ebishluchim. But al kaponim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says as follows. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says there's a mitzvah of kovet Shabbos. The mitzvah of kovet Shabbos is that who bekvayde ba'atzmai does a manual pula lekovet Shabbos, and that no one can brace a chayis from us. That's the yevshlus kaimai derechem. He has to be mechuyev because that there's a chiv of kovet Shabbos. Liktash Hashem bechubed. There's a mitzvah of kovet Shabbos, and that is kovet Shabbos. That each one should do a pula lekovet Shabbos, and one cannot brace a chayis from this mitzvah. That's a chiv. Rove, what did Rove do each week? Each week, he rubbed the kugel, he made the challenge. I don't know what he did each week, but he zicher did something. The mother doesn't speak about that. Rove, that chorach machich reishe, so Rashi says, when there was a reish behime, imhoyesham reish behime lachich machachi hubat. But this he did. He stopped doing the kugel, and he went and did the reishe. Now, what pshat in this? So pshat is as follows, that he loved roasted head. That was in Oynik Shabbos. This was gewaldig. So Memele. So if there was an opportunity to be mishtatev in that the Oynik Shabbos should be bo al yodoy, he could kill two birds with one stone. He was yaitze mitzvahs kovet, but he was boicher that the Oynik Shabbos should come al yodoy. That means if he do vayte the kugel for the kovet Shabbos, so the ma'isa, so the oynik Shabbos, which he has a gewaldike delight in, won't be out al yodoy. So to chaparain this also, he bedavka was machich reishe. That's the makir of the Gemara. The Gemara does not bring down this whole settle of all these amiroim. What most of the amiroim did was the chiyav of kovet. The chiyav of kovet has no shaykhis at all within the mitzvah bo yaisim ebishluchim. Rove, that was machich reishe, that what he changed his normal pula that he used to do each week, the kovet Shabbos and was boicher this, so this was a hiddur in mitzvahs oynik Shabbos, that the oynik should be bo'al yodoy, that's why he switched to do this. So that's the Gemara in Kedusha mitzvah bo'yoysim in Bishluchay. But if al pi came to do something, is ich here to do als tachiyev of kovet. Let us just finish the nishtikol gemorim. Let's finish Rashi first. Rashi says, Borim loshem prumim mechatech mitzases tzesusi matzi so'u be'etzim dakim. Rab Ami, Rab Nachum Ba'Yitzchak mechatev ba'ayil mechatev enough. He used to take out peklach and bring in peklach. Omar ilu mekalli Rab Ami v'Ravasi mile mekatifne kamay. If they would have had these guests for Shabbos, wouldn't I do the same thing? V'ikadami Rab Ami v'Ravasi mekatve ba'ayil mekatve v'nafki omri ilu iklalon Rab Yoichanim mile katfinen kamay. So Rashi says, what were they carrying over here? Mekatavar mekatav enovik berev Shabbos yoytzi v'nichnes lahovi tomid masueis peklach kli tashmish v'bigdei choyfish megodim ka'odom shemekabul esrabi bebeisoy umar aloi shulchoshuv olov v'choreid lechvoidoi litroyach olaharbois pishviloi.